No, it is certainly an opportunity. There are players that they haven't played enough, and players that I want to see that will have the chance. So I take it in a positive way. You know, it's a game that is going to give me the opportunity also to put more things across, something that has come out in the last game. So I will take advantage of that.
And with every game they play, they get more confidence in the system that you're using.
Yeah, I know. I said it. I explained to the players that also the Nottingham game was a different one from the others, because until that moment we faced teams that they were attacking us. Nottingham was the only team that he was defending, and he was defending very deep. So it's another completely different game where the players, they learned something out of that. I believe they did well. We could have won the game, but there is a lot of margin of improvement in those type of games, and I'm sure the next game will be better.
You could sense the crowd buying into it as well. And at one point there was a long ball played and the crowd sounded frustrated. They understand what you're trying to do with it.
Yeah, no, I think they understand it, but they didn't. I think they didn't see what the end product is going to be, because I know that players, that when they get in certain position in certain situations, they're not 100% comfortable in what they have to do. And but those details, they will change completely the result. But I appreciate the patience of the play of the people, or the supporters, because again, as I said, that's we are not there. That I appreciate that they will be repaid. I'm 100% sure that their patience will be repaid.
St James's Park is a great stage, particularly for a night match as well. You want the players to relish the chance to play there again, don't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great opportunity. It's a wonderful stadium, a fantastic atmosphere. So I wish my players will enjoy it, and they will give their best. And we'll see what then the result will be.
And you can only really prepare your own team, because Rafa Benitez has 9 players out injured. He's got a bunch away in Africa as well. You can't predict at all what he's going to put out on the field.
No, exactly. I cannot predict, but I always keep repeating, we're still playing the team that is leading the table, so they will always have good alternatives. They also have Shelby coming back, he will want to make an impression, and we are talking about a Premier League player. So there will be dangers out there, but as long as we keep working and improving the way we're doing, then we're going to be okay.
And you will be hopeful of getting some business done in the next week or two, won't you? How close do you feel you're getting?
No, we're getting close. We have some targets, and I think I can say that we are very close to get them.